Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. So excited on this happy Saturday.
It is, isn't it?
Real Estate Radio is alive and well.
Well, not only that, we hope everybody had a wonderful 4th of July.
Okay, can I just say
yes?
How much fun we had?
Well, go ahead.
Because, you know, we had the privilege of selling a high-rise condominium to one of our customers, Beth and Richard. And so they're down at the peninsula. And the cool thing is we went there and had enjoyed the celebration with them. But they have a rooftop deck that the whole community could go to, 38th floor. So when we're watching fireworks, it's actually eye level. I've never experienced it
eye
like
level
that before.
With the top of the explosions.
It
and
was
the peninsula
so
is right
cool.
on the river.
Yes.
So we could do a 360-degree view of everything around the
That's
city.
That's right. We saw the fireworks at the beach. We saw the fireworks in the north side. We saw the fireworks on the west side. It was spectacular. And there's really no other way to do that. So if anybody else wants to buy a unit in the peninsula, call me. I will make that happen with you because I can just attest to how fun it is.
It's really fun. Beautiful, beautiful place, too. Really is.
Yes.
Yeah. And we hope everybody had a happy one and most of all, a safe one.
Yes.
Yeah. It was great. And luckily, we missed what was a hurricane at one point. And we didn't have much damage around here. We didn't have much flooding. So I didn't feel any big wind. Did you?
No, not much.
Susan,
not much.
Did you feel any big wind?
No big wind, but it really rained at my house.
During the day?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, not during the fireworks. What about you, Rob?
Nothing.
Nothing
at all.
So we didn't introduce that Susan and Rob are here today with us. So we have a full team.
Ooh. I love the team. Love our team.
Yeah, everybody's here today. Well, that's good.
Yes.
Yes, and it's going to be a great day today. It's going to be a great week ahead in real estate. We got lots of things to tell you about today, a couple of features that we have never had before, and we're going to answer a couple of questions that are other than how's the market, because everybody knows what that is. We're going to answer a couple of questions today. The second and third most important questions that we get every single time we meet with someone. But first, what do we always do when we start the show other than say happy, 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 happy? We talk about what's special about today. It's special because it's Don't Step on a Bee Day.
I love that one.
Yes.
I've done that before, and that is not fun.
Yes, it's not fun.
No.
But most importantly, it's to remind people about how valuable bees are to the United States and to the world, because they do pollination and make all the flowers bloom and, of course, make honey for us. I love honey. I just love it. I put it on bread and put it on little muffins. I love it on English muffins. What do you put it on, Angela?
I like it in my oatmeal.
Oh, how about you guys? What do you like it on?
I like it on chicken.
Chicken?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Good too.
Susan, what about you?
I just like to eat like a teaspoon a day just out of a spoon. I think it helps me with no allergies to pollen.
It does. Yeah, your local allergies. It keeps you from it. Yes. And if y'all need some local honey, call me because I got to hook up our title guy.
Yes.
Does local honey.
Well, I have to tell you a story about honey when I was a kid. When I was a kid and got sick, my mother used to give me a teaspoon. And she said, this will make you better. Now, of course, when I was a kid, I didn't know any better, so I was thinking it was medicine, and medicine always tasted bad, so I assumed it was going to taste bad, and of course, when you assume something, that's what's going to happen. So for the longest time, it tasted bad.
Honey tasted bad?
Until I realized, wait a minute.
Wait, she was mixing it with liquor, like every other good parent back in the day.
No, she didn't do that. I just assumed it was going to taste bad because I thought it was medicine. And when you're real small, medicine didn't taste good. You know, back in the day, medicine tasted bad. Back in my day, that's your cue to say something about my age.
I'm not
going
to say a thing,
babe. You're missing it.
You're so young and so wonderful.
Oh, there
you
go.
Fabulous.
What did you have this morning?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not awake yet.
It's also National Kitten Day. Happens once a year, but coincidentally, kittens are no longer considered kittens until they are 1 year old.
How about that?
I didn't know that. It's also Pina Colada Day, which is rum, coconut cream, and pineapple.
I'm familiar.
And, you know, I am not a drinker, but the one mixed drink that I do like, because it's sweet, are Pina Coladas.
Yes,
that's
fruity.
My favorite. Yes. It's also Pick Blueberries Day.
I love that.
I love blueberries. You guys like blueberries?
Love blueberries.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Have you ever picked them?
Well, you're from Atlanta. You grew up in Atlanta a lot. And,
no,
of
he's
course,
from South Florida.
You're from, but you spent
mangoes.
A lot of time in
mangoes. There you go.
Mangoes. Yum. You know, I don't think I've ever eaten a mango.
Mango salsa is like the best.
It's also Have a Picnic with Your Teddy Bear Day.
Not for me.
I don't know where that came
not
from.
Not unless you want to be my teddy bear, honey. Caught him off guard, didn't I? He has no comeback. Okay.
I don't know. And if you like TV, as most everyone does, on this day in history, 59 years ago in 1962, the satellite named Telstar was launched into outer space as the world's first communication satellite, thereby transmitting the first live TV images.
See, 1962 was a very good year.
And tell everybody why. Or you're not going to do that.
Because I was created, of course.
Well, you probably created in 1961. You just happened to be birthed in 1962. And anyway,
so bad.
We won't get into that. Rob and Susan are shaking their heads.
Everybody's blushing, Howard. You need to stop it.
Hey, we're
get
your problem-solving realtors on the radio, of course, in our 10th year broadcasting live to you. If you have any questions, what's the number to call, Angela?
To talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255. And, of course, it's area code 904. Duval.
Where did that come from?
Well, have you not listened before? I've done it multiple times.
I don't know. Hey, we have a contest, and Rob's going to tell us what the contest is. What is it, Rob?
Well, that contest today has to deal with home prices.
Oh.
Yeah. So nationwide home prices are increasing at a rate never seen before. You guys know that?
Yes.
Yeah, I think our customers all know that.
I think we're aware of that one.
They're up over 18% through May.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Not through May, but year over year.
May. Year over year.
Okay, 18%. Yow.
Yeah. So now, of those 100 largest metropolitan cities.
Metropolitan areas in the country.
Area. Yeah. Which ones are over 35%?
No, which is the largest? What one metropolitan area has the largest increase?
Percent of increase of sale price year over year.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And it happens to be over 35%. Can you imagine that? Prices go up over 35% in
that's crazy.
One, yeah.
Yeah, we probably have some neighborhoods here, actually, that have gone up 35%.
Yeah, but in the whole metropolitan area, 35%. So call us again, and the number is
904-222-TALK, 8255. 904-222-8255. Call in with your guess as to the metropolitan area that came in the highest, over 35%.
Yeah, we got lots to talk about today. We're going to answer your questions, and we're going to talk about new construction prices continue to rise. We're going to talk about, have you looked up at your ceiling lately? Wonder what that means. And we're going to answer the two questions that everybody keeps on asking. Are a rush of foreclosures about to hit the market? And are we in a housing bubble? And is it about to burst? We're going to answer those questions for you. So you stay with us, everyone, here on Real Estate Radio with Angela, Howard, Susan, and Rob. We'll be right back.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950. To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
And it's a beautiful Saturday,
too. So far, so good, right? Where do we not want to be today?
In the West.
Oh, my gosh.
100-degree temperature in hundreds of towns.
130 in Death Valley. And they said it's going to be a record. But back in 1913, it registered at 134. But today's folks are saying, like, we don't know if that was an accurate reading or not. So we're counting today as the new high.
Okay.
What do you think about that? Can we just change the history books like that?
I don't want to be there.
But you didn't answer my question.
Can we change the history books?
Yeah.
I guess anybody can change the history books.
That's how
books.
It seems, isn't it?
I don't know. All right.
Anyway, so we want to terrible over there.
So we want to start off with a recapping and re-saying the contest for today because we want people to call. So, Rob, what is that contest?
The contest is which metropolitan area came in the highest at over 35%.
And so what we're measuring is the
home prices.
Home prices year over year,
yeah.
Right?
Year over year.
Yeah.
35%
awesome.
Increase.
35.
And that's the highest, by the way, the 18% is the highest average countrywide.
Okay.
That has ever been recorded since they've been.
So we're not number one in Jacksonville.
Oh, no.
So we're not. So how did we come out? Because I know you know the answer to that.
I do know the answer to that.
I'm curious.
We are actually number 9.
Yes. Do you know what our number is? Like the percentage number?
I do know what it is.
What is it?
It's just over 20%.
20%. Yeah.
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 So 18
is the national average. We're at 20. Somebody's at 35% year over year. It's not us. Who is it, people? Call in 904-222-TALK.
All right.
8255.
So not only are prices going up, but on the opposite end of the spectrum, which is a good thing, interest rates are coming down. So Susan's going to tell us about that. What happened with interest rates?
Well, we always give info on mortgage interest rates, and the news continues to be great, and rates are around 3%. The 30-year rate fell 0.8% to 2.9% during the same week last year. Rates were at 3.03%. The 15-year rate fell 0.06 of a point to 2.2%.
Oh, my God. Right? I just have to pause there. I just can't believe
it. I know.
Can you believe
it's
that,
amazing.
Susan?
It's amazing. It's shocking.
Yeah, I had someone send me an offer this week for 1.85% on a 15-year.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy.
And, I mean, last year it was 2.56%, which is still low.
Yeah.
But now 2.2%.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So crazy. The FHA and the VA 30-year rate is around 2.6%. And as always, let's hear what the Van Wees have to say about the prime rate and the Fed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love listening to the Van Wees.
You know, this was a different week. Not only was it Independence Day, but because it was a short week for sales. So did anybody buy any houses? Did any of them come on the market?
Well, Howard, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 775 offers got accepted. Now that's down 14% on this short holiday week. So I guess nobody was working on the holiday, right? Everybody was partying and having fun, not buying houses.
More hot dogs are sold or are eaten on 4th of July than any other day of the year.
I didn't have a hot dog, did you?
It's okay. I had two.
Okay. You took it up for me.
You know, I read a story about hot dogs this week.
I'm in the middle of something here.
I know, but this is really important. This is a bit of trivia.
Okay, tell me your trivia.
Hot dogs are sold in packages of, what, 10?
10.
But hot dog buns
are sold in packages of 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody knows everybody doesn't like bread.
Well, that could be. But anyway.
Yeah, they've always done it like that.
There's a long story about that. I'm not going to get into it.
Oh,
but anyway, there's a reason for that.
What do you know the reason?
Well, it started out because of packaging, and hot dogs were packages way before buns were made. And it had to do with the size of the bread
pan. Then you think the bun
pan.
Company could get it right.
It had to do with the size of the bread pans that were a standard size.
Okay.
So they didn't want to change the standard size for the bread pans.
It would have cost a lot of money, probably, and they didn't have the money to do it.
You know, those ovens are like 300 feet long.
They could have figured it out.
Anyway, that's the way it is.
Okay. I feel like we're with, what's his name? Paul Harvey. That's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
Okay. Anyway, back to what I was talking about is that the numbers were down on this holiday week. 552 new homes came on the market. That number also was down by 5%. 247 of the 552 are already under contract, and that number is 48% of the houses sold that week of what new came on the market. 58 of those went under contract on the very first day, and 530 of you closed on a house for yourself, and we say, congratulations.
Yes.
We're so excited.
Yes.
Yes. Home ownership. It is what we eat, sleep, and drink, don't we, Howard?
Yeah.
Our whole life is around home ownership and the American dream.
Speaking of home ownership, let's talk about new construction. New construction prices continue to rise. The price of construction materials has jumped 26% in the last 12 months. And it's not only lumber. It's appliances. It's roofing materials. It's paint, plus many other things that are delivered because they're delivered on what? Wooden pallets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of this has put the pressure on the price of new homes as builders have had to pass on the cost to you, the buyers. In May, the median price of a new home was 18% higher than a year ago. It's now $374,000 nationwide. How about that?
That's amazing.
It is. Now, to help offset the higher prices, builders are not only raising prices, but they're having to order supplies such as windows months, many months earlier than they previously did to due to another problem, manufacturer backlogs. And according to builders surveyed, about 45% of builders are adding in price escalation clauses into their contracts if you're having a house built. Angela, tell everybody what a price escalation clause is. What they're saying is
You don't want to do that.
If what they're saying is that, okay, the price of the house is going to be $340,000. But by the time they build it, if the price of certain things goes up by X amount of dollars or X percent, then the builder has the right to increase the cost of the house to the consumer by X amount of dollars or X percent.
That seems so wrong, doesn't it? I mean, if you're a buyer and you can afford, let's say you can afford $350,000, but the escalation clause says, you know, it'll go up, and then you can't afford it anymore. I mean, that puts you out and brings in another buyer. And guess what? The builder does not care.
Well,
they don't.
It's also you also have to look at the builder's side. He doesn't know what the cost of the windows are going to be 6 months from now. The cost of the drywall is going to be 6 months from now. The cost of the paint's going to be 6 months from now. So should he raise the price 15% at the beginning when it may only be 10% higher? I don't know.
I think that feels better to me as a buyer. I'd rather just know what the final price could be and do that, and then the builder can make a little more profit. But here's what I'm more familiar with.
What?
Some 39% of builders say that they're not taking orders to build your house, and that's what we're seeing here locally.
Wow.
Instead, the only type of home that they're selling is a spec home, and we've all seen spec homes before, but people didn't really want them. They wanted to do their own thing. Well, now that's all there is. So late in the construction process, they're putting the home on the market, and no longer can the buyer pick out flooring, paint color, and lighting, or anything. It's a take it or leave it. You can't pick out anything at all. And the builder then really knows the actual cost of construction since the house is nearly completed. And not only that, since there's a short supply of new homes available, the builder offers it for sale, not at a fixed price to the first person that signs the contract, but instead they set a minimum starting price and then let prospective buyers bid on the house, thereby raising the price to increase the profit to the builder.
You got to be kidding me.
Not kidding. Not kidding. That's what happened. It's basically an auction.
So this is totally
it's already built.
Different.
It is not to your specs. It is to what general specs might be.
So where it used to be that you go to the office and, you know, look at the different models and say, hey, I want this one and I want it on this lot. And then you go to the design center. That's a thing of the past.
Honestly, there's still a few custom builders that you can do that with. But any of the national large builders, you're not doing that. They're picking out what, and you know, their designers do a great job. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they're picking the popular colors of today and they're picking the popular quartz countertops and whatever. But you don't get a choice.
Yeah, but if a customer wants, you know, wood floor instead of luxury vinyl tile or whatever.
You're getting tile that looks like wood.
And I want this color roof instead of this color.
Not happening.
Not happening.
But you know what? Today's buyer wants? They want a house.
Yeah.
They don't care.
And yes,
they need a house, and especially if they're looking for a specific school district. So guess what they will do? They will take that house, and they will paint it themselves, and they will change the things they need to change themselves.
And yes, both of these things are being done here in the metropolitan area. We hope that the shortages and availability of homes, building supplies, and even qualified labor will increase in the future. Now, one good thing is that we previously reported that lumber prices had increased 350% since the beginning of the year. They've now started to fall, and in that lumber mills have started producing again. Raw lumber per 1,000 feet has dropped 8 weeks in a row and are down 50% from their peak in May.
So will house prices fall, Howard? What do you project?
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
Yeah.
I think, you know, what happens, it's like anything else.
Doubt
it's here
it.
To stay.
I don't know. So when we come back, we're going to answer those two questions. Are a rush of foreclosures about to hit the market? And are we in a bubble? And is it about to burst? It's the questions we always get. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM.
WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden told Russian President Putin in a phone call he must take action against the cyber criminals acting in his country. During an hour-long phone call, the president pressed Putin to crack down on Russia-based hackers and repeated his warning of possible consequences if they don't. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. He says that Martin Luther King Jr. would have clearly opposed critical race theory, and that should be clear from his appeal to the country's founding documents in his famous I Have a Dream speech, calling on the country to live up to its original founding promises, whereas critical race theory, Senator Cotton says, would abolish the American founding principles altogether. It was a booming session to end the week on Wall Street. The Dow was up 442 points at 34,870. The S&P 500 up by 48. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen in fine jewelry over the last 25 years has been the growth of jewelry designers. At Underwoods, we're the leader, bringing to North Florida the best names in designer jewelry. In fact, we carry designer lines in a similar way to how clothing stores carry designer labels. The difference is that jewelry designers have to be a little more timeless in their presentations because nobody wants to buy a fine piece of jewelry only to find out the next year it's gone out of style. That's why you'll find at Underwoods the best of the jewelry designer names, those that are tried and true and popular. Names like David Yurman, Roberto Coyne, John Hardy, Marco Bichigo, Jude Francis, Lagos, Ippolita, and a lot more are all available right now at Underwoods. So if you want the best looks in designer jewelry, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Have you been considering extra security for your community, home, or business, but unsure of where to start? Sunbelt Gated Access Systems has the knowledge, quality products, and services to provide you with affordable, effective answers. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is your trusted local company specializing in fully automatic swing and slide gate operators, access control systems, and video surveillance systems. Whether it's for a multi-family community, single-family home, church, office complex, medical center, country club, or commercial property, Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is your best choice in Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia. Sunbelt Gated Access Systems is fully licensed and insured, a nationally certified automatic gate system designer, and a proud member of both the Northeast Florida Builders Association and the American Fence Association. Sunbelt's trusted professionals have been providing immediate solutions with lasting results and outstanding customer service for decades. Visit sunbeltsys.com.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, invites you to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Wednesday Bible Q&A with fellowship meal. They're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road in the heart of Mandarin, just 1 mile south of I-295.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Partly sunny today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and the high reaching till around 91 tonight. Partly cloudy with a low around 74, more chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny tomorrow, showers likely, and a high near 88. And for the rest of the week, Monday through Friday, more chance of showers with highs reaching into the low 90s.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here at Real Estate Radio on this beautiful Saturday. It is so much fun to have our entire team in the studio talking about things related to real estate. No one has called in to answer the quiz, and the quiz was about the metropolitan area. The number's gone up 35% as a high. So which metropolitan area in our country went up 35% in sales price year over year?
Yeah. So give us a call. It's time for a hint.
Okay.
It's time for a hint. So the city is west of the Mississippi. The metropolitan area
Yeah.
is west of the Mississippi. Uh-huh. So you got to know your geography.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should.
So we eliminated about half the metropolitan areas.
You did.
How about that?
How about that?
Okay. Just got to know your geography. Your specialty at that, Angela, right?
I am not. It is not my jam at all.
Not your jam?
I am born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida. So knowing the whole geography of the United States, not my thing. But I will soon enough.
You will soon enough.
Going to go to every single state.
Really?
Yeah. Retirement is, you know, that's my plan.
Every single
every
state.
Every single state.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you have a specific one in mind you want to start with?
Well, I'm getting ready to go to Virginia, Indiana, Ohio, and New Mexico, but no.
Okay.
I don't have one in mind.
All right.
Schedule trip plan.
The first question we always get is, how's the market? And everybody knows really what that is now. It's great if you're a buyer. I mean, if you're a seller. It's not so good if you're a buyer because you're bidding against other people. But the second and third questions that we get are, is there a rush of foreclosures about to hit the market? And are we in a housing bubble? And is it about to burst? And is the sky about to fall? Nobody asked that way. But, you know, you put those two questions together. And is the sky about to fall? Well, the first of those questions that we get asked the most, because some of you are worried about what happened back in 2008. And I want all of our listeners to collectively give a big sigh of relief. Ready, set, go. Everybody give a big sigh. Ah, because the answer is no. And let me tell you why. So I want to go back to 2008. Well, home values are increasing back in 2008. And if you had a breath and you could sign your name, even with a big X, then you could probably get a mortgage. You see, what was happening is that the mortgage application process was so lax that there was what's called a no-doc loan. And no-doc means no documentation of your income. That is, you didn't have to prove the income that you made on the application. You could say that you made $100,000, but you didn't have to show any pay stubs. And you didn't have to show any tax returns. So there were people that were, frankly, lying. How about that?
Yeah.
Someone could help you fill out the application indicating that your income was higher than it actually was. And it could also be a no down payment loan. Now, VA loans are no down payment, but there were other loans out there that were no down payments. You could move into a brand new home and then not even be able to make your first mortgage payment.
Yes.
I know of particular situations in one particular new home community where the site agents were doing that. They were having people bring in people that were clearly not able to qualify for a loan. The site agents were, and I heard this after the fact, but I heard this from two different people, were filling out the applications for people who couldn't even speak English and were filling out the applications and said, sign here. I put you in a new home. Had a translator for them.
There was a lot of fraud going on.
There was a lot of fraud going on. And then they couldn't make their first payment. And a few months later, what happened? They lost their home. This happened time after time. At the same time, house prices were increasing, and many existing homeowners were seeing their equity in their home increasing. Now, many of them took out home equity mortgage, and they bought themselves new cars. I know many people that bought new BMWs and Lexuses. Or is it Lexus?
Lexus.
Anyway, wasn't you, Susan. No. Anyway, they bought new cars, new boats. They went on expensive vacations, not thinking that that home equity mortgage is actually a loan and you got to pay it back. Well, the mortgage companies didn't do a good job of verifying that these borrowers had the income to justify these new increased payments. All they looked at was, okay, do you have a lot of equity in your home? Again, lax underwriting of the ability to repay this new higher amount of mortgage that they had to pay back. The result of both of those scenarios was that millions of homeowners went into foreclosure. Now, when you have an excess of inventory, what happens? Values plummet. The result was even more homeowners who were not current on their mortgages, they just stopped paying because they could buy the same house down the street that had been foreclosed on for $200,000 less. So they're in the $600,000 home. House prices down the street on one that foreclosed, the banks were selling off at $400,000. It's like, why should I do this? I'm going to stop paying on mine. Then I'm going to buy the one down the street for $400,000. This compounded the problem, causing more homes to go into foreclosure and more glut of homes on the market, and prices continued to plummet. Now, in real estate, the sky almost fell. That's what happened back in 2008 and 2009.
It was a disaster
it was
for our country.
Terrible. Yes, there was a rush of foreclosures. It did hit the market. That was a housing bubble. It did burst. The sky was gray. It was dark. The sky was falling.
Yes.
So, Angela, right, let's compare that to now.
Okay. Well, a similarity is that home values and therefore equity in our homes have been increasing like it was prior to 2008. Another similarity is that almost 3 million people are behind on their mortgage payments, although due to a very different reason, the pandemic resulting in loss of jobs. The federal government has offered hundreds of thousands of homeowners forbearance plans with a loss repayment plan in process. And many of these homeowners are now back to work and have exited these plans. Yeah, sorry. I got distracted by the phone ringing. Some will ultimately not be able to pay, but they will likely not go into foreclosure. Why, you ask? Because home values have actually gone up. People who can no longer pay on their mortgage, well, they have equity and they can sell their home and they can walk away with money in their pocket.
A blessing.
It is a blessing.
Yeah.
Therefore, also, no foreclosure on their credit. Even if a million of these homes did come on the market, it would not make up for the shortage of homes for sale in the country. This would be a great help to those waiting to purchase a home.
That would be a great thing because we have so many, we do not have enough homes for people to buy. So it's back to the original question. Are there a rush of foreclosures about to hit the market? Absolutely not. Are we in a housing bubble and is it about to burst? No, you can't burst a bubble that isn't there. And is the sky falling? Well, maybe some rain this afternoon, but it's beautiful blue above those clouds. We hope that that's a good explanation for everyone, a simple explanation about why it was different back in 2008 than it is today. So fear not. The only difficulty is what my son and I were having a discussion about last night is how are young people going to be able to afford homes?
Yes, that's a
and
very
I said,
important
well,
question.
Income is going to rise because the economy is in a good shape and interest rates are really low. So young people, save your money, put money away, and you'll be able to do it. We do have a caller. We have 1 minute left, so Bill, if you are, please stay on the line through the break, and we will get to you first and answer your question or give you a chance to guess what the answer is to the contest. So please stay on the line. And also, when we get back, we're going to talk about, Rob is going to talk about, have you looked up at your ceiling lately and wonder what that is about? Isn't that interesting? Rob, you going to tell them what that is?
Absolutely.
All right. So hang on with us, everybody. And we're going to talk about another interesting house that is coming on the market. That is
on the market.
That just came on the market that is absolutely going to sell this weekend. A few people looked at it yesterday, had some good reviews. So we're going to answer your questions. We're going to tell you the answer to the contest in the fourth segment. So everybody stay with us. We will be right back. Stay with us, Bill.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, isn't it a happy Saturday?
It is.
It's not storming. There's no hurricane coming.
No. There's just a whole lot of heat.
There's a whole lot of reason to be happy.
On the west side of the country, I want to remind everybody what the contest is. Nationwide, home prices are increasing at a rate never seen before. 18% year over year through May. Of the 100 largest metropolitan areas in the country, which metropolitan area came in the highest at over 35%? And it's west of the Mississippi, and we have a caller. Perhaps he's going to guess. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, and happy, happy Saturday to all of you.
I know this, Bill.
Good morning, Bill. Nice
How
to hear
you?
From you.
We're doing very well. Thank you so very much.
Hey, we saw the pictures of your house, and it looks like it's almost done.
It's coming along. It is moving rapidly, and we love that. The timing is going to be outstanding for us, especially.
So, Bill, what were you thinking about the article we talked about where you buy a house and you don't get to pick out anything? Did that sound familiar?
It sounds extremely familiar.
And even the harder part is just trying to get the builder to tell you, but what did you pick? What is going in there? And what kind of security features and what kind of anything, right?
Exactly. And then you have your the sales agent goes on a leave of absence for a month, and then you're totally in the dark, and then all of a sudden the backup sales agent comes in and answers all your questions in a timely manner, and you go, wait a second, where was that person all along?
Yeah, so right.
It's amazing.
We
it's
appreciate amazing. Her. When we meet her, we might have to give her a big hug.
Exactly.
But you didn't have to bid up the price, correct?
I did.
You did?
You did. Yep.
But it's but it's turning out to be a great house. The pictures showed
fabulous.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we're looking forward to it, and as Eileen and I have been saying, we've been homeless for a few months, so we're going to be happy to get into a home. So
See? There is nothing like the feeling of home ownership. I mean, for those people who have never bought a house before, there is nothing that makes you feel as good and as secure and as stable as home ownership.
You're absolutely correct. And I think one of the toughest things on that first time buy for anybody is the question of whether or not they can afford it. And as Howard's been saying, if you can afford to pay rent and you have a little bit of money in the bank that you can afford the down payment, you can buy.
Yes.
Build equity from day one. And sometimes when, sometimes if you buy a new build, and it's so difficult these days, you buy a new build, you can build equity before you move in.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, go ahead.
I did have a guest at the contest today. And being that we spent most of our lives west of the Mississippi, most recently in the Phoenix area, but most of the time in California, I am still going to go with the San Francisco Bay Area because they never slow down.
Oh, that's an interesting guess. Did they make the chart, Howard?
They did not. It did not make the top 10.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
There were three places in California that did make the top 10, and I'm not going to tell you if one of them made the top spot.
Right.
You know we're in the fourth segment, right, Howard?
Yes.
Like at some point you're just going to have to release the answer. Yes.
But Bill, thank you as always for being a listener.
Yes.
Both when you were here in Jacksonville and in Arizona and back in the Jacksonville area. We certainly do appreciate your being a listener and, of course, mainly being a good friend to us.
So, yes, absolutely.
And we appreciate everything you've done for us, and it's always a great show. We enjoy listening to it. We listen to it religiously, and we look forward to all the new information that comes up, and we're looking forward to seeing or listening to Rob's segment on looking at your ceiling.
Oh, well, good.
Good segue, Bill.
All right.
Maybe we should get you on our show.
Well, I don't.
Just carry us right to the next thing.
Actually, I don't know if we have time for that. We may have to save that until Rob comes back on next week about looking at your ceiling, because we got to talk about two listings that we have.
Good.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling. Say hi to your beautiful wife for us.
I definitely will. You take care, and we'll talk to you and hopefully see you soon.
All right. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. You know,
so you don't think we have time to do the ceiling?
Actually, we got two more callers.
Oh.
Greg, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to take a quick crack at the trivia question.
Okay.
I'm going to say that it's Santa Clara County, California.
Give me a city. I don't know. Well,
okay, so that's Silicon Valley. That would be like San Jose, Los Gatos, Campbell.
Well, it's not California. I will say that California did make spot number 3, 4, and 5 in Riverside, San Diego, and Sacramento, but they did not make the top two.
Okay,
but I appreciate it. Thanks for your call, Greg.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. We're going to go to another religious caller. Bosco, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Another great show.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a stab at your question, and I wanted to say the Seattle area.
Seattle was number 6 at almost 24%. But Bosco, thank you for calling.
You betcha.
All right. Well, it's time for me to give the answer. It was Austin, Texas at 35.5%.
That's amazing. Austin did have a lot of activity in the last year, didn't
it? Yes. And number two was Phoenix at 30%. And Jacksonville metropolitan area came in at number nine at 20%. Even if you go down to the 50th out of 100, they were still at 10% increase. So it's all over the country. Hmm. How about that? What we have to go to now is the hot deal of the day. And normally we have some intro music, but we're skipping that for today. So we have two homes to talk about today for the hot deal of the day. The first one is a brand new one, and it is in Oakleaf Plantation. It's on Wandering Oaks Drive. This is almost 2,100 square feet, a four-bedroom, two-bath, with a screened lanai, with a fenced-in private yard on a preserve lot, with an absolutely gorgeous kitchen at almost $60,000 in upgrades in the last 3.5 years. This is not a flip. This is the people bought it. They love the house so much, and they decided to upgrade it to the way that they really wanted. And
it's beautiful.
So many different things that they did it. New flooring, and she loved a big pantry. So they took part of the garage and expanded it, but still left enough room to park two cars in the garage.
Yes.
So many different things. Angela and I are going to be there tomorrow from 1 to 3. This house is going to sell this weekend. This is one of those houses that people are going to want because it is so absolutely beautiful. The house is staged, which of course makes it even look greater, but so many things. I mean, a whole new kitchen, new appliances, just new flooring. By the way, there's no carpet in the house at all. So all the flooring is new except in the kitchen, I think, and new air conditioning system. What else is in there? It's just absolutely
gorgeous.
Well,
I think part of what you need to point out is that it's in Oakleaf. So people who are familiar with Oakleaf love it. They love the schools. They love all the community center, the pools, everything fun to do, and the real sense of community that comes with Oakleaf.
Yeah, great.
So this is a fantastic home, priced at $350,000. I do think it's going to sell this weekend. It is stunning. So look at it online. The address is 3130 Wandering Oaks Drive in Orange Park. It's Nature's Hammock is the name of the small subdivision within Oakleaf. Come see us, Howard, and I'll be there tomorrow from 1 to 3, as you mentioned.
You gave a great explanation for what it is. Stunning. That is the word for it.
It is.
You've got to look at it. Go to Zillow or go to Realtor.com and look at the pictures of it. 3130 Wandering Oaks Drive.
In Orange Park.
Yeah, $350,000. The other house we've talked about over the last couple of weeks, Altima Road in Southside. This is for an investor because the lease goes for the next 16 months.
Yes.
So buy the
tenant
house.
Tenant in place.
Right. Buy the house at today's prices, then move in almost a year and a half. And,
if you want,
and
or you could just
rent.
Be an investor and add it to your portfolio. Yeah, it already has a
whichever.
Tenant in place.
And the tenant pays on time, ritually.
Yep.
Hey, the Van Wees are on tap to tell you what's going on or what's happened. Do they give a thumbs up? They do. They give a thumbs up. They give three thumbs up. That's because Adam's other thumb is occupied at the moment. He's holding his satchel there. But anyway, great week here. We're going to have a great week. Hope you all have a great week. We want you to have a wonderful day the rest of the day, and we'll be back with you next week. Call us. We wish you all a great and healthy week.